This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every now and then in this job, I run across a statistic that makes me go, huh. Here's one of them. There are more than 30 million people in this country who have gone to college but left school without finishing their degree. That, in part, explains why colleges are under growing pressure from students and their parents, companies, that is, would-be employers, and also the federal government to do a better job in the graduation department. Also, and not for nothing, but lousy graduation rates can do a number on a school's position in those all-important college rankings. So, like a lot of businesses these days, higher ed is turning to big data to better understand which students leave and why. One of the bigger education big data companies, Civitas Learning it's called, is out with some of its findings today. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott got an early look.
About a year and a half ago, Angela Baldessare and some colleagues at the University of Arizona were gathered in front of a big screen, clicking through a series of charts and graphs. She's assistant provost of institutional research.
And as we were toggling through different segments of our student population, we started to see this trend.
That a lot of students with good grades, B averages and higher, weren't coming back after their first year.
So we were looking at each other and we're looking at the screen and we're realizing, wow, you know, this actually changes everything.
Everything because the university hadn't considered students at risk of dropping out unless they had a 2.0, a C average, or lower.
And that means we're missing a whole lot of students in the middle who really need more support.
It turns out that was happening at a lot of other colleges, too. Laura Malcolm is a vice president at Civitas Learning, which makes the data analytics tool the university was using. Malcolm has been sifting through data from 55 different colleges and universities. Civitas is releasing some of the findings today.
And we found that, on average, 42% of students who are leaving these institutions have GPAs over a 3.0.
That's better than a B average.
And 33% from 2.0 to 3.0.
In all, Malcolm found 3/4 of students who leave without a degree have decent grades. Now, some of those students will end up finishing college somewhere else. But nationally,
45% of the students that start in higher education are not finishing.
That's Mark Milliron, co-founder and chief learning officer of Civitas.
So the idea is if we can use this data to move the needle, even just 3 to 5% per institution, you're talking about adding a million more students per year.
And we got into this building, they wouldn't let us put any signage on the outside.
Milliron recently showed me around the company's fast-growing headquarters in downtown Austin, where young engineers with laptops lounge on sofas and these big, soft, squishy...
That's the kind of thing they put under the ski lift so no one breaks a bone on the floor.
The big throw pillows.
Throw pillows, that's the word.
We're competing with Google, Dropbox, Oracle, and other folks for data scientists and engineers. And part of our pitch is we want people to be excited about working with us and the idea of using their powers for good. Right?
Come Milliron says schools are sitting on tons of useful data, from grades and test scores to financial aid status, but it's in umpteen different systems. Civitas pulls all that information together to discover, for instance, that how often students interact with online course materials and discussion boards is highly predictive of whether they'll make it to the next term. So are certain classes, like freshman writing, where students who get C's are much less likely to graduate. The next step is figuring out what to do with the findings.
And there are some questions that we can only answer, like the why questions, by talking to our students.
Again, Angela Baldessare at the University of Arizona. She says a disproportionate number of students who were doing well academically but still leaving were female and from out of state. The university found out a lot of them were homesick, so it started a summer bridge program to help them adjust. That wasn't 20-year-old Trista Carson's problem, even though she'd come all the way from Barberton, Ohio in the fall of 2014.
It was a great and amazing experience. I wish I was still there.
Trista hadn't realized she needed at least a 2.5 GPA to keep one of her scholarships. Her first semester grades fell short, and taking out more loans wasn't an option.
I never had a meeting or anything with an advisor about any of my financial situations. No one had reached out to me until after I had left.
Today, a student like Trista would be on the university's radar earlier and more likely to get support. Instead, she went back home to Ohio. She's now a junior at the University of Akron. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.